This is Alan Karpik with Joey Elliott. Joey needs no introduction to Purdue fans. Boilermaker quarterback 2006 to 2009. Played a number of years in the CFL and is now very entrenched in the NFL as a scout for the Indianapolis Colts. First, Joey, 35 years old. Happy birthday.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is a highlight of your media career doing a birthday Zoom, but the Purdue faithful remembers you well, and you've been, it's been 12 seasons since you directed the Boilermakers, but I know we want to shake our head on that one, but tell us a little bit about growing up in Evansville. I knew you played high school in Evansville. I assume you grew up there as well. Tell me about any Elliott family birthday traditions on the 2nd of August that you can remember that stood out to you?
Not too many traditions. One that I had during college, my roommate Jared Zwilling, former center for the Boilermakers. We both have birthdays in August. And we always knew we were going to miss our birthdays because of training camp when we're putting the pads on. So the last week of July, we always did a little fishing and a family get together with both of us before we left for Purdue. So that was a little bit of a family birthday tradition.
That part of that great state of Purdue recruiting class, Jared Zwilling, Joey Elliott, and several others from the state of Indiana that came to Purdue and remembered very, very well. All right, your day job, you've already had to put in a full day already, but tell me what a scout is doing on the 2nd of August heading into camp, but there's always players to look at in today's world. What is your daily focus right now in your role with the Colts?
Right now, we just got to make sure we have enough numbers at each position. And then obviously communicating with the coaches and the medical staff, just, you know, dealing with injuries. We got some guys coming in this week. We'll have some guys coming in next week. So we're always, you know, constantly communicating with agents, our coaching staff and our medical staff, trying to fill our needs moving forward during training camp. That's, you know, first and foremost. And then it's kind of cool to sit back and watch our offense, defense, and special teams create an identity and who they're going to be for the year. You know, that's what's so cool about training camp. You have all these Zoom meetings and you put everything on paper, what you want to do. And all the other NFL teams are doing the same thing. And there's nothing like training camp.
Yeah. You have, I can now relate in the college football world that college coaches with the transfer portal have got to almost open up into this scouting world. Can you imagine? I mean, go back to your days. And of course you waited patiently, worked hard, and had opportunities, but you really had to wait till your senior year to do that. Put yourself back in those shoes back in that day. How could have things might have been different for you had you had that option the way it is now?
Yeah, my dad and I talked a lot about transferring and what we thought was best for me. I really loved, you know, being on campus. I had great roommates, Jason Warner, Chris Bennett, and Jared Zwilling. Those guys, I didn't want to go anywhere else. I felt like we had some unfinished business, and I felt like I was going to when Coach Hope came in to hopefully win the starting job.
And you did do that and put in one of the most memorable performances in Purdue quarterback history, certainly in recent memory, that victory over Ohio State, the 26-17 win. My score may not be right, but an amazing performance. After a 1-5 start, what did you learn from that? I mean, you had to direct a team that had some potential, had some tough breaks early on, and then you go and beat Ohio State in the manner that you did. A huge, huge win, and one that will always live in Purdue annals.
I would say we had a good group of leadership by players. Coach Hope allowed us to meet and, you know, kind of take charge of the team, if you will. And each week we had to reevaluate where we really were and why we were losing these close games. And we were 1-5, but we lost all those games by, you know, 3 less.
Yeah.
And really had a chance to win all of them looking back at it. So each we just had to hit, rethink, reset our mind, who we were going to focus on and move forward. And we had a team meeting actually before the Ohio State week. And I think that, you know, just had a conversation with your teammates and where we're at, and things could have got, you know, been a slippery slope and headed the other direction, but younger guys did a great job coming together and we were able to put a good performance together that Saturday.
Yeah, that you did, and an all-time performance, certainly, in beating the Ohio State soundly, at least in the second half. You came off and took care of business in a big way. All right, birthdays are reflection days, and you got a great job right now, and you're, I'm sure, thankful for the job you have. But where do you want to be? What's your goal? Do you want to be an NFL sideline coach? Do you want to college your down the road? Where do you see yourself in 10 or 15 years?
Oh, I'm blessed to work for an outstanding organization. Chris Ballard, I think, in my opinion, is the best GM in the NFL. He really pulls back the curtain to allow you to grow as an individual and wherever you see fit. We're all open, all access between the coaches and the scouts. And I truly believe that's the way things have to be when you're trying to, take the roster from 90 to 53.
Yeah.
There's going to be times we all disagree, but we obviously are wearing the horseshoe and we're trying to represent to create the best team possible moving forward. And that's our job, to try to support Chris in every decision that he makes moving forward.
All right. If you were and you're a motivational guy and a guy that's led camps and led kids at this level, if Jeff Brohm invited you over to give a little speech to a team that's starting camp and has had some good things happen on Jeff Brohm, but you kind of want to get the train rolling in an even more positive direction. If he gave you 2 minutes to talk on Friday, what would you tell those guys?
Great. That's a great question. I'll kind of go back to something I hit on a little bit earlier. Reset your mind. Regardless of how good you were last year, your position, I'm talking individually.
Yeah.
Let's talk collectively. But if you're talking about individually, it doesn't matter what you did last year.
Whoop, we lost you there for a second. Do you hear me okay?
I truly believe an identity as an offense.
I think we lost it. We had a little connection issue. We've been struggling with that today. We're going to say, put an end to this interview and say thanks, Joey, for sharing your thoughts. Have a great rest of your birthday, and we will look forward to seeing your work as you continue moving forward. Thanks so much, Joey.